Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight, at the Winter Olympics in South Korea, the U.S. and Canadian women's hockey teams face off in the latest chapter of their rivalry. Since women's hockey became an Olympic sport in 1998, every American team has featured at least one player with ties to the Assabet Valley Girls Hockey Club in Concord. WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer visited Assabet's Valley home rink to get a glimpse at why it's produced so much Olympic-caliber talent.
When you watch hockey with Carl Gray, it's hard to hold a conversation. On a recent Sunday morning at the rink he owns in Concord, he's completely engrossed in a game between two girls' teams with players who are 10 and under. And he's giving a mix of play-by-play and color commentary.
Just going to watch for a second here. Things are going to happen. Put your striped shirt on!
Carl Gray is the 79-year-old founder of the storied Assabet Valley Girls Hockey Program. In 1998, one quarter of the players on the gold medal-winning U.S. team developed their skills competing for Assabet. Every U.S. Olympic women's hockey team since has featured at least one player from Assabet Valley, with good reason. Assabet Valley has won 51 national championships at various levels and placed hundreds of players on Division I college teams. At the rink, Gray is a grandfatherly presence, with a hockey expertise built by supporting the women's game for 47 years and counting.
This is good action out here. 10 years old? This is good.
He's right about the action. It is good. The Assabet Valley team plays fast, moves the puck well, and keeps the opposing goalie busy with shot after shot.
There's a second goal right there by Miss Scalise.
Before his pioneering efforts in women's hockey, Gray was a pioneering engineer. He was part of the team that worked on the Apollo space program. That work helped him see limitless possibilities and influenced the way he thought about the sports opportunities available to his two daughters and other girls.
You know, you really can do anything if you want to. Set your mind to it.
That's the message Gray and the Assabet Valley coaches pass to the players, along with the fundamentals.
We had some really nice passes, all right? That was something I thought we did well.
Inside locker room 4 at the rink, Kelly McManus-Souza, head coach of the program's 10 and under girls team, talks to her players about that morning's win.
They're a tough team, and they played us hard, okay? They didn't give up the entire game. So that's how we want to be, all right?
In the 1990s, McManus-Souza grew up playing for Assabet Valley alongside future Olympians. She went on to captain the Boston College women's hockey team.
We expected to win. We expected to be on that next Olympic team. And we certainly expected to play at the college level, and I think, you know, having that expectation is a large reason as to why so many of us got there.
And why so many players came from across New England and beyond.
I know that when I played, we had players from New Jersey on the team, from Connecticut, that traveled all that way just to play for Assabet.
14-year-old Christina Allard commutes from her hometown of Kingston, New Hampshire. It's about a one-hour drive to the rink. She was attracted by Assabet Valley's reputation, and by
the legends that come through here.
And Allard isn't shy about wanting to join those legends.
I strive to be one of the greatest female hockey players that ever lived. Being in the Olympics has always been my goal ever since I stepped foot into this rink.
And she's not alone in making sacrifices to be part of the Assabet Valley tradition. 3 to 4 times a week, Coach McManus-Souza commutes from her home in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to the rink in Concord. She makes the 1-hour and 20-minute trek so she can develop young talent, and so her daughters can play for Assabet Valley.
To be able to have my kids now play for the program and to see the other players that have come back because they want that experience for their kids says a lot about, you know, the experience that we had and the opportunities that we were able to create because we played for Assabet. I think that is the, you know, the biggest compliment that we can give to the program.
And as the U.S. team takes on Canada, Assabet Valley players, past and present, will be watching and wondering who will be the next Assabet Valley player to take the Olympic stage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.